Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we are looking at having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, and feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Mabel Edmond would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for this day. We thank you for what you've done and what you're doing. We thank you for the mercy that you bestowed upon us, something that we haven't deserved. Glory to God, we pray that you look upon us, that you will touch and bless us, that you will give us strength tonight where we're weak, and build us up when we're torn down. Give us the strength we need to go through. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Help us to fight the fight of faith, laying hold of eternal life. Help us tonight. We need help, Lord. We need strength, oh Lord. Help us to keep the faith, increase our faith. Where I'm wrong, oh Lord. Help us to contend for that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Help us to make this journey. We're striving to enter in at the straight gate. We don't want to be lost. We don't want to be working in vain. But, Lord, we want to make this journey. Help us to go through. Help us today, Lord. Look on your people everywhere. Give strength to the weak. Look on those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, those who are dealing with the cancer. We know thou art a healer for both body and soul. We pray that you have mercy tonight, that you will touch and heal, save and deliver, forgive sins tonight, blot out of transgressions. We pray, Lord, that you look on that soul. You know the name by name. You know the one that I want. Touch their souls. Say to the uttermost, look on Marva. Touch her, oh Lord. You know her illness. You know what she's going through. But we know you are a mighty healer. You are a deliverer. You're able to fix it in her life.
Yes, Lord.
You know, Lord, Jesus. Oh, my God, look on to you. Touch them right now. Those who are going through peer pressure, those who are dealing with this world, we pray that you touch them, oh, Lord. Give them a mind to turn from their way and seek your faith and call upon your name. Help them, oh Lord. Change their minds. Touch their hearts. Help them to break up the stony heart and give their lives unto you. Help them to seek your faith and call upon you while you are nigh. Have mercy today. Have mercy, oh Lord. Oh, my God, we know you're able, Lord. We know you got the power. We're depending on you. You are our very present help in trouble. You are our hope for this world today. We pray that you be merciful, that you touch the souls of men. Look on those who are being troubled in their mind. I pray that you touch them, oh, Lord. Give them strength, heal and deliver, say to the uttermost, in the name of Jesus, make a way out of no way. Somebody needs you as a way maker. We know that you got the power and that you can make a way. You can create a way. In the name of Jesus, do it for us today. Look on us, oh Lord. Give us a double portion of thy spirit. Anoint us for thy service. Help us, oh Lord, to stretch out with your word. Help us. Help us, oh Lord, to drive and go forward in you and slack not our riding except you bid us. Help us today. Bind every evil work. Every Satan. In the name of Jesus, cast out Satan. Cast out devils. Find the works of Satan. We know you're delivered. We know you're able, Lord. Give strength to your people, those who are cast down but not destroyed. We pray that you touch them, oh Lord. Help them to go through. Help them to stand. Help them to make this journey. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh, my God, have mercy. Let your blood cover tonight. In the name of Jesus, look on your people everywhere. Those who name the name of Christ, help them to continue in your word. Help them not down, nor give up. Touch them, oh, Lord. Help them, oh, Lord. Help them to go through. Help them to stand their test. Look on us, Jesus. Help us, oh, Lord. Make us what you would have us to be. Open doors for us. Make ways out of no way. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it. We believe you today. We believe your word. We take you at your word. Your word is true. Your word cannot fail. And we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. We
thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you in faith. We don't see it, but we thank you in faith. We give glory and honor to thy name. We bless the name of Jesus. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you right now, Lord. Bless your holy name. You're so worthy. Your name is worthy to be praised. Help us to lift you up and to glorify thy name, and to be thankful unto you, and bless your holy name. Oh, my God, we thank you right now. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for every soul that is on this broadcast. We pray that you will bless them in a special way, that you will touch them, that you will give them strength and courage to stand in the midst of troubles and trials in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we believe you. We believe you today, and we glorify thy name. We thank you for this prayer. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
opening.
Thank you.
Opening. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And then our opening scripture is taken from the 121st number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And after the reading of his word, the 121st number of Psalm, the first throughout the 8 verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218, and that access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybell Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319 527 6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice. Title one, school, and one is O-N-E. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. for prayer on Wednesday evenings at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We added to our prayer list, we want to pray for Sister Jackie, for Marva, Sister Jackie's friend, for the Edmond family, the bereaved Carr family, Brother Donovan Darius, the bereaved Allen family, Mary Anderson, Kenneth Crockett, Sister Maria McBride, Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Rosetta Lee, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Bruce Williams, Christine Parker, Larry Denson, Jonathan West, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Holmes family, Dee Dee Johansson, Henry and Mary Edmond. And we want to keep the youth in our prayer list, and we want to continue to pray for India West, for Lyric in Essence Darius, for Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, Irvin Carr, and Ayana Carr, and all of those who are currently requesting prayer. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way, and I'm growing more and more each day. There were many who started out with me, but now they've gone astray. But I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on to his hand. You see, when I was young, I gave God my hand, and I told him to lead the way. Though the road has been rough, and the going's been mighty tough, I'm not going nowhere, I'm out here to stay. Though I've been talked about, and though I've been criticized, I've had to wipe many tears from my eyes. But I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on to his hand. I'm still holding on. Yes, I'm still in God's holy plan. I'm still holding on. And I'm bound for the promised land. I'll never let go of his hand. Through all trials and tribulation, I'm still holding on. Yes, I'm still in God's God's holy plan. Though you scandalize my name, I'm still holding on. And I'm bound for the promised land. I'm never letting go of his hand.
Hallelujah. I'll never let go of his hand. Amen. Absolutely beautiful. I'm still holding on to the Lord's hand. You can criticize and call me names, tell me everything but a child of God, but I'm still holding on to the Lord's hand. Truly, that was a very beautiful song. That coming to us.
Yes,
Cynthia. Thank you, Jesus. Very encouraging song that it was.
Yes.
Even the whole, starting as a young person coming up in the Lord and giving God your hand, and the folks that came up with you leaving, and you're still there, still holding on to the Lord's hand. And if that's your testimony tonight, well, the Word of God is about to come to help you to hold on even the more to the Lord's hand. So prepare yourself, prepare your hearts and your minds to hear a word of the Lord. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond, that she may break the bread of life. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the beautiful selection. We thank you for the prayer. We
thank you
for the scripture. We thank you for all that you've done. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on us with compassion and mercy. Pray that you will touch and bless. Send your word. Send your anointing. Take control. Let our soul be blessed and encouraged. Saved through the word of God. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through. Evangelist Cynthia, and she had no idea. That song that she sang coincides with the message for tonight. My title tonight is Don't Let Go of Your Faith. And the theme is hold on. Hold on. Regardless, as the evangelist said, no matter what they call you, what kind of names they call you, how they talk about you, how they scandalize your name and try to denigrate you, but just hold on. That's the thing.
Hold on.
Glory to God. Let's go to the word of God. In the book of Job, the second chapter, and we're going to begin reading with verse 3. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast to his integrity. Although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And then we're going to skip down and go down to verse 9. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job his lips. Job held on. Glory to God. Satan tried everything he could to destroy his faith in God, but Job, being an upright man and fearing God, he held to his integrity. He did not charge God foolishly, but he went through, even though he was being tested and tried vehemently. Glory to God, the skin worms, he could see them crawl
his integrity. We, as the people of God, must hold on to our integrity. We must hold on to our faith. We can't let go of it because faith is our shield in which we quit the fiery darts of the wicked. And I tell you, he's coming after the people of God, coming to destroy them, coming to make them take it back. He's coming to make them take down. But glory to God, hold fast. Just hold on to what God has done for you. I don't care. You may have to stay on the outside, but hold fast to what God has done for you. Don't let Satan take your faith. Don't let go of your faith. I think about, I use this analogy. When I look at the players, they're holding on to that football, and they're running, trying to get into the end zone, and they get knocked around. They get bruised. Mm-hmm. They get broke up, but they keep on holding on to that ball. Whatever they do, they hold on to it. Now, how much more we being the people of God, we being bruised, we being talked about, we being tried and tested. Glory to God. Tested trials on every hand. Afflictions in our bodies. How much more should we hold on to our faith? Hallelujah. That faith protects us from the world. It protects us from the fiery darts of the wicked. Once you start doubting God, you are just as a wave of the sea, which goes out and cometh in. It cometh in and it goes out. Glory to God. We don't want to be like that. We want our faith to be strong in all. That's why we hold on regardless of what come our way or who says what or who does what to us. We hold fast to our faith in God. Our faith is what keeps us. Our faith, which helps us to hold fast to the word of God. Glory to God. Our faith gives us that hope in God. It consolates us. It keeps us. Glory to God. We got to learn to hold on regardless of what goes on, regardless of how we're being tried. The Bible tells us in Revelation 3:11, said, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. We got to hold it fast, and don't let Satan take our crown. I don't care who we come through. Don't let him take your crown. Glory to God. The word of God says that in Revelation 2:25, she have already hold fast till I come. Jesus is coming back again, and he said, shall the Son of Man find faith on the earth when he returns? We got to hold on to our faith in God. Don't let Satan cause you to take it back, but hold fast.
Amen.
We know the word of God. We've been taught the word of God. Stand fast. Stand fast on that word and hold on to your faith. Don't let it go. The winds may blow. The storm may come. Hallelujah. But hold fast to your faith. Don't let it take your faith. We must have faith. And without it, we cannot please God. We got to hold to that faith. Glory to God. And we can't just go and sit in the corner. We have to hold on to that faith, and we have to fight back, fight the devil back, because because he's seeking to destroy your life. Not only your life, he wants your soul. If he could get your soul, that's it for
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to hold fast to that which the Lord had given unto us. Over in Ephesians 6 and 10, the Bible said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you, glory to God, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. We got to put on the whole armor of God, glory to God. And the Bible said that ye, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Hold on to that faith and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Glory to God. And praying always, sending up our prayers and supplication with the Lord. God will give us strength. He will help us to hold fast. He'll help us to go through. But we, being the people of God, must hold on. We don't want our souls to be lost. That's why we continue to mm-hmm. hold on. Glory to God. The Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or shall stress? Glory to God. Distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, because you don't have any clothes, are you going to let that stop you? Because you're
all right.
Stressed, are you going to let that stop you? Because you're being persecuted, are you going to let it, because you don't have any food, are you going to let that stop you? The Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Glory to God. We go through infirmities, weaknesses sometimes, but we can still hold on to our faith. The Bible said Jesus himself, he took our infirmities and he bare our sicknesses. Glory to God. He took, he bore our weaknesses in his own flesh, and he bare our sickness. So Jesus went through, we can go through tribulations, great distress or suffering. We're going to stop because we're suffering? No. We got to hold to our faith, hold on regardless of what happens, no matter who it comes through, no matter what they say, how they treat you. Oh, my God. But just hold on to your faith and don't let go. That's why the songwriter say, I'm still holding on. I believe that person that sang that song or wrote that song must have gone through something in order to write those words like that. I tell you,
yes.
If you have experienced something with God, you can teach somebody else. You can help somebody else to overcome their situation. I don't care if it's distress. I don't care if they're being persecuted. You can help them to overcome their situation in Christ. Glory to God. If Job held on, He didn't give up. I think about Paul the apostle. He was beaten and dragged out of the city and left for dead. But surely he refused to give up. He got up and went on back and started preaching again and going to the different cities, hallelujah, and setting up churches and choosing elders. Glory to God. He continued the work of God. He held on. I think about Peter when he was beaten and put in prison, but it didn't stop. They were straightway. They were told not to speak no more in this man's name, but they didn't obey. Glory to God. They said that we ought to obey God rather than men of the world, telling me not to talk about Jesus or not to preach Jesus. God forbid. They got up and went on back out there and start preaching Jesus again. I tell you, we can make it. We can hold on regardless of what's going on, regardless of what's happening. Glory to God, it might cost our life, but we can go through. We can hold on. Keep that faith in God. Keep that hope of glory. Don't let go, but hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Hold on
to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. If you have to go all by yourself, hold on. Keep the faith. Don't let go of your faith. And if it seems like everybody has turned against you, keep the faith. Hold on. And don't let go. The Bible said it wasn't an enemy that approached me, but we went to the house of God together. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We sang together. We ate together. But he it was that lifted up his heels against me. But I'm still holding on to God's unchanging hand. I'm still holding on to my faith in God. I don't see the way, but I know the God I serve is a strong deliverer, and he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. God knows how to make the way for them. God knows how to fix it for them. He's got the power, and he can do it, and he will do it. He saw the children of Israel, how they were suffering, how they were crying unto the Lord for 400 long years. Glory to God. They were in distress and persecution, but they continued praying, and God came down. He said he heard their crying. Glory to God. And he said, I am come down to deliver them. Glory to God. The God I serve deliver. He knows how much we can bear. And when God gets ready, he will move. Hallelujah. I thank God. I've taken that as word. That's why I keep holding on. Regardless of what the situation is, I continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Somebody out there, the devil's telling you to give up. He's telling you to let go of your faith. He's telling you, what's the use? He's telling you all kinds of sweet nothings in your ear. But don't listen to him. Listen to the word of God. Take God at his word, because his word is true. His word cannot lie. His word cannot fail. But every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God abide forever. It's going to stand forever down. The lie is going down. The talking is going down. Those who's using that little unruly tongue, young, all of that is going to cease. But God will make a way that we may be able to bear it. I believe God today, if you're out there in radio land and you're going through tests and trials, don't give up. Continue to hold on. If you need a way made, God will make a way. He's a way maker. Glory to God. He's a door opener. He'll come, and when he comes, he'll be right on time. Look in your Bible. Read the word of God, how Abraham, glory to God, was about to slay his own son, but God made a way. Glory to God. God made it so a ram was caught in the thicket, and God caused that lamb to be slain instead of Abraham's son. God will make a way. You, as the people of God, must hold on to your faith. Don't let go. Hold on. Glory to God. At this time, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you because we believe you tonight. You said in your word, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. We are taking you at your word tonight. We are trusting in you. We believe and we are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that you are able and that you will take us through if we continue in the faith and in the word of God. We pray that you'll give strength to those who are weak. We pray that you will strengthen the faith of those that don't have faith. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you have mercy today, that you will save today, and that you will heal and forgive right out of transgression. You said if any man sin, he have an advocate. Jesus Christ the righteous, have mercy today, O Lord. Help us to call on your name. Help us to resort to your word when Satan try to make us give up, when he say all kinds of things. Help us to resort back to the word of God, because the word of God shall stand forever. Hallelujah. Help us, Jesus, to trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, but teach us, O Lord, to stand on thy word. Oh, my God, help us to go through. We pray that you will save the unsaved, those that are designed to be saved and want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We pray that you save them, those that are weak and without strength. We pray that you give them strength, give them hope, help them to endure. Those that are being afflicted in their bodies, we pray that you touch and heal them, deliver them. Oh, Lord, I know you're able today, oh, Lord, and I know you got the power. Oh, my God, help us to resort to you, to look to you, and take you at your word, knowing that you're able to do all things. Thou art a miracle worker. You're able, oh Lord. Help us to look to you as never before. And help us, oh Lord, to hold on to our faith and to the word of God and hold fast and endure unto the end. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on your people throughout the world. Pray that you will give them strength, give them hope, help them, oh Lord. Help them to lean on you and depend on you, knowing that you are a deliverer. And we thank you for your word today, Lord. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for all that you've done for us, oh Lord. We thank you for your mercy today, oh Lord. We thank you for your love toward us today. Help us to go through. Bless our homes, oh Lord. Bless our finances. Make ways for your people, oh Lord. Open up doors, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal the sick and deliver the bound. Have mercy, oh my God. Heal us and we shall be healed. Forgive us and we shall be forgiven. Save us and we shall be saved. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. Pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have remarks from our evangelist. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank God for such an encouraging, amen, inspiring message, encouraging us to hold on to faith. Amen. We can't give up now. We've come too far. Amen. We have to have that faith, that Christ, that Jesus, he's going to take us through. We got to keep that faith. Amen. We can't please him without faith. Amen. The Bible said it's impossible to please God.
Impossible.
So if we lose the faith now and give up, we're not going to make it.
Amen. Right.
So we got to learn to go through adversity, go through trials, go through tribulation. We still have to go and continue to hold on to our faith. Keep that faith. Even all you need is a little. That's
Amen.
The Bible says, the grain, the mustard seed. You can speak to the mountain, and it will be removed out of its place.
Amen.
That's all you
That's
need.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. Just like a piece of lint. That's how much faith you have to have. Amen.
That's all you need. You don't need a whole lot.
Amen.
Sometimes we think you got to have this great big thing of faith, and that's the only way we're going to get something done. No. The faith, the grain of a mustard seed.
Yes.
Amen. And we can speak to the mountains. Speak to the enemy.
Amen.
Tell them to move out of your way.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
You say it with authority. He got to go.
Yes,
amen.
He did. Yes.
Like Jesus, when he rebuked the Peter, when the devil began to use Peter, Jesus told him to get behind me, Satan.
Amen.
Talk to him.
Amen.
Because that's his aim, is to stop us at any cost.
Amen.
So we know he's not going to stop. We might as well not stop.
Amen.
Just keep holding on to our faith. I just thank God for the word of God. I'm encouraged through the word. I want to encourage you, amen, to grab hold to your faith. Amen. Don't be soon shaken in your faith.
Amen.
So grab a hold to it. Amen. And go on with the Lord. Amen. May continue to preach the word.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell. And don't let go of your faith and encouraging us to hold on. Also, thank God for that beautiful song that was sang by Evangelist Cynthia. And yeah, just like Job, he began to hold on to his integrity. We too have to hold, we'll have our own test, and we have to do the same thing when our tests come. Job, he passed his test. He maintained his integrity. He kept the faith. And if we keep the faith, then that can be our testimony too. And I thank God for the word of God coming through Vanessa Newbell again. A very stirring message, encouraging message. I want to say to her, keep on preaching the word of God. Be very much encouraged.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks coming to our evangelist. And we thank the Lord for this broadcast. I thank the Lord. My soul is encouraged through the word of God because God's word is powerful. Glory to God. All you have to do is read it, and you'll find something in there to help you to go a little further. I just encourage the people of God, all those who are on the line and all those who are out there in radio land, keep holding on to the word of God and to your faith. Don't let go. Don't let go of your faith because it's, as it was forestated, it's impossible to please God without it. So you got to have it. So we thank God for this broadcast on today. We intend to be back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m., Lord willing. And we want you to know we love you and we are praying for you. And all those who are on the prayer list,
we are praying for you because we know that prayer changes things. So if that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close, and I hope you will tune in again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless.